For a while there it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way.
My thanks to each and every one of you for listening. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everybody out there. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got you covered all week. We're going to have a very special replay for you the day after tomorrow. So on Friday, Jimmy Kozka is going to be in the Maggie Dawn Show chair. And you do not want to miss Jimmy's show. I don't think there's anybody out there that knows more about local high school and regional collegiate athletics in the state of Wisconsin. Jimmy is just a font of information. Super excited to have him. And of course, I'll be back on Monday. I hope you all have a blessed and wonderful, safe, happy, and thankful Thanksgiving weekend holiday. On Monday, I am going to return to the conversation about corruption in government and what it means to hold government officials accountable. You're not going to want to miss that. That'll be coming up on Monday. Don't forget Deer Hunters Roundup. That's going to be tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. That goes every single day of the 9-day deer hunt season, excluding Thanksgiving. So that show will not be on Thanksgiving. That show is from 6 to 8 every evening. That ends on December 1st, last day of the hunt. Don't forget to check that out if you are in Park Falls, Hayward, or Wisconsin Rapids. But of course, you can also catch it everywhere on the Civic Media app. I've been very privileged to be having great conversation with my special co-host and guest today. His name is Dan Terrio. He is an enrolled member of the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians of North Central Wisconsin. He is a good friend of mine and now a good friend of each and every one of you. And before we get into the fun stuff of the Thanksgiving weekend, we're going to kick off this next hour. We're going to talk about some holiday best practices, some recipe tips, some how to properly thaw a turkey, maybe some turkey tailgate tips, all of that. And more, including what to do if you've got that crazy relative who just won't shut up about politics.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. Yes, we'll talk about that. All that's coming up. If you've got stories to share, recipes that you love, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And at the bottom of the hour, get ready. We're going to play a little game with Dan called Name That Holiday Movie.
Ooh.
We're going to play a little sound. Dan's going to try to name that movie. And of course, you can call in and give your guesses as well. We've got a whole bunch of those. Some of them easy, some not so easy.
Okay.
So y'all get ready. Okay. That's at the bottom of the hour. But before we get there, I first of all want to say very personally to you, Dan, it is a wonderful thing when you enter into middle age to make new friends. It doesn't happen so much, mm-hmm. right? You actually have to work at it a little bit. And I just wanted to say to you, Dan, I am so thankful that you entered my life.
Aww.
And that we have gotten to become friends, me in middle age. And you have been an absolute light to me and a great friend, a wonderful colleague, and someone that I get to enjoy the experience of your knowledge and lived wisdom here on the radio. So thank you. I am very thankful for you, Dan.
Thank you. And I would echo all of those words. It has been an absolute honor, you know, to be here today. Thank you to everybody listening as well for all the questions. But of course, got to turn it to you, Maggie, as well. Thank you for the invite to be here. And I value and love our friendship. Thank you.
Legit, my humble pleasure. I thought, Dan, I would give you the opportunity to complete our conversation. Dan and I and each and every one of you spent the first hour today talking about Native American heritage, the intersections of being a First Nation person and an American, what all of this means. We got some great questions. Thank you to everybody who texted or messaged on Facebook or on YouTube where we stream live. Thank you. Thank you. If you missed it, don't worry. Just go to civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show and you can check it there. But Dan, I'm going to give you the last word of the afternoon. on all of these things that we've been talking about, so important in this Native American History Month and on this Thanksgiving Eve.
Native American history is Wisconsin history. It is United States history. And I think it's important to take the month, not even just the month, I mean, beyond the month. I mean, all year is Native American Heritage Month. And so take the time to learn and ask those questions and just absorb so much about the First Nations of these lands and gather all of that knowledge and aim to create a space where representation does matter. All representation. We could have gone on and on and on.
Yes.
As some of our listeners mentioned today about doing frequent shows about this topic. And the truth be told that every tribe has a unique history. I mean, we didn't even talk about the Menominee tribe and their termination as a tribe and
yes.
what that led to Menominee County being created. So we could have gone on and on and on. So I implore every one of you to take today and let it be the day one of learning about Native American heritage right here in the state and grow from there.
Thank you again, folks. That's Dan Terrio. He is an activist, an educator, a TED certified speaker. I am linking three of Dan's bits of work to our show notes today so you can see Dan in action. He is, and I have a high bar for this, Dan. I'll just say this.
Ooh, okay.
For public speaking, I have a high bar. You got to be entertaining. You got to be informative. You got to be very real. You got to keep it 100, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And you check all the boxes.
Aww, you thank
are you. Fabulous. If you want to see any of Dan's work, see more of it, you can check that out. Again, go to civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show and look in the show notes from today, November 27th. Now, for the rest of the show, y'all, we're going to have some fun because, as you know, if you've heard me more than once, I usually talk a lot of hard, deep, substantive things. And sometimes it's
been
very wonky.
Very hard month.
Yes.
So we need this.
I am ready for November to be over, but not before I give thanks.
Yes.
And spend some time with loved ones. And you all are part of the Civic Media family. You are part of the show today. Dan and I are going to spend the rest of today talking about the fun stuff. You do not have to wait to be asked to call. You can call in anytime with one of your favorite holiday movies. You have a tradition that you wish to share. You want to shout out somebody that you're particularly thankful for. You are welcome to join this great conversation. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I wanted to start with a little shout out to a couple of our most faithful listeners. When this network was in its infancy, it actually sort of was birthed on Brady Street in Milwaukee, which I call the liberal heart of Wisconsin. It truly is. Milwaukee's Brady Street is sort of like the San Franciscan Haight-Ashbury of the Middle West, right?
That's a good analogy for it.
And these two folks are longtime listeners that go way, way back. And I just wanted to give a huge thanks to Mike and Annalise, who have been listening forever. I'm incredibly thankful. They sent me a lovely note after a particularly, I think, personal show that I did last week. I really appreciate that. And I want to say thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in, including folks who vehemently disagree with me and want to get on the horn and argue with me, whether that's on the phone or on the text lines. This all works because of you, and I'm extremely humbled and grateful and thankful to each and every one of you for being part of the Maggie Dawn Show and the growing Civic Media Network family. With that, let's get into it, Dan. Drum roll, please. The first thing that always like trips people up is the how to properly thaw a turkey. Now, have you had to make the turkey, Dan? Has this ever been literally on your plate of the thing to get done for the family dinner?
No, I'm the baker of the family.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you taking orders? Because Maggie is to baking like a fish is to bicycles.
We'll talk offline.
Ooh, perfect. I love it.
I love baking.
Oh, I'm jealous. I hate it. It's too precise. I color outside the lines. You know what I'm saying?
I'm actually a stress baker. So when I am very stressed, I will bake nonstop. Cookies, bars, cakes, whatever you got. I will do that.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah. I'm a stress cleaner, which is okay. It's very helpful around the holidays. We could combine forces.
You can clean my house.
Oh my goodness.
There you go.
I'll only clean it if it's not like super dirty. You know what I'm saying? It can't be dirty. I'm not cleaning.
I don't
it up.
Want to stereotype, oh but you. I'm
okay.
You know.
Hey Dan, yeah. As long as it smells like cookies, man, we're good.
Always smells like sweets. Yes.
All right. Here are the tips on how to safely thaw a frozen turkey. If you forgot to take it out this morning and you're like, oh crud, frankly, it probably should have been taken out of the freezer like a few days ago, yeah. Especially if you've got a particularly large bird. Here's the thing. Do not set poultry on the counter and be like, oh, it'll thaw out. Totally fine. No. That's a bad idea. First of all, you do not want raw poultry touching any surfaces without cleaning them. Refrigerator thawing, everybody, like this is the pro tip. Now, it's also very not labor intensive, but it requires you to start a little bit ahead of time. Here are the guidelines. 4 to 12 pounds is going to take you 1 to 3 days to thaw out in the fridge. Can you believe that? 12 to 16 pounds, 3 to 4 days, 16 to 20 pounds, 4 to 5 days, 20 to 24 pound turkeys, 5 to 6 days. So y'all, unless you got one of them little birds, it's a little bit too late. Now you can also do it, but go ahead, Nan.
I was going to say, what if you have multiple birds? Like to thaw those out, like you almost would need a separate refrigerator
Correct.
To do that.
Because the bird itself, especially if it's a big bird, Okay. I think we got some Muppet Thanksgiving stuff. But if it's a big bird and you put two big birds in the refrigerator, it's going to actually lower the temperature of the refrigerator because you have these massive solid blocks.
I've actually heard of people
there.
That will fill up like a bathtub. And they let it sit in it. Were you going
to
get into
this
that?
This is the next one. I swear to God, y'all, we did not plan this. Cold water. So cold water thawing takes less time but requires a lot more of your attention. Put your turkey in a leak-proof bag. You don't want the germs getting all over the place. Submerge it in cold water. The water needs to be changed every 30 minutes, y'all. So, like, you can have one beer and then you got to go back and change the ice water until the turkey is completely thawed. Now, you can do the microwave method, but I'm just going to tell you, I do not recommend.
I text my mom every year.
Do not try to microwave.
I text her every year to ask if I how long you can microwave a bird.
We got to go to break. We'll be right back, y'all. Keep it locked. More fun Thanksgiving stories up next here on The Maggie Dawn Show.